Our story takes place in the small town of Hollowsville. Tom and Anna live there. Anna worked at the coffee shop while Tom was over at the tool rental place. Tom and Anna were inseparable and completely in love. What Anna didn't know is that Tom had started working a second job tutoring at a nearby high school in order to save up enough money to buy Anna an engagement ring. Tom was going to propose to her on her upcoming 19th birthday. One afternoon, Anna and her mother decided to go into a nearby town to shop for clothes. After an hour or so of shopping, Anna and her mother decided to go to a diner and have a bite to eat. As she entered, she saw him. Tom was sitting in the corner next to a very attractive blonde girl. As the girl giggled, Tom looked up and noticed Anna. His eyes widened and his mouth fell agape. Anna, not knowing what to do, turned around and bolted out of the diner. Her mother took off after her. Tom, in his distraught moment, said goodbye to his student, handed her some money for the bill, and hurried out after Anna. He went to her parents' house, but when he got there, they were both in tears. Anna had not returned home. Fearing the worst, Tom went out in search of Anna. He went to the coffee shop, but she wasn't there. He went to her uncle, but he told him he hadn't seen her. Suddenly, a dreadful thought came to him, and he quickly started to run towards the old Three Stones Bridge. It stood out on the outskirts of town and used to be a railroad bridge. It wasn't used except by tourists, folks walking the trails, and by Anna and Tom whenever they wanted a romantic getaway. He ran as fast as he could, pumping his arms, his lungs burning as he thought of Anna. He thought of their meeting in the diner. If only he could find her and explain. He had only been tutoring the young girl from the high school in the neighboring town. Her parents had agreed to the price, and he was well on his way to buying the ring. As he rounded the corner, there on the bridge, he could just make out the silhouette he knew so well. Anna. She stood in silence, her feet perched on the edge of one of the old railroad ties. The bridge was very tall, and down below, the loud, thunderous water churned and formed a frigid, frothy layer that looked not unlike one of her mother's meringue pies. She smiled at the thought of her mother, and then the pain returned, stronger than before, deep in her chest, leaving a choking lump in her throat. How could she go on, she thought. Taking a deep breath, she felt the cool night wind playing with her long hair, sending a chill down her arm. Her heel lifted off the tie and would never touch it again. He stopped, yelled her name, ran a few steps, yelled it once again, but the only witness to his cries were the leaves dancing in the wind. He began to run again and then stopped. He watched her silhouette change position. At first he thought she was swaying, as if listening to music. But then the reality of what was happening made him grasp handfuls of his hair and yell as he had never yelled before. He saw her form tilt away from the bridge, away from life, away from him. He ran as fast as he could until he reached the edge, the railroad tie on which she had stood. He looked down in the cauldron of cold, wicked water and searched in vain for a sign of her, but none was to be found. The burning in his lungs subsided and was replaced by a pain in his chest, a deep, aching agony, and swells upon swells of tears as his face contorted into the night air and mournful sobs filled the valley. Then suddenly a calm descended. His hands slowly lay by his sides, and he faced the maelstrom below, the one that had taken her, the one that would take him now. That was many years ago, and it is said that if you go to the old Three Stones Bridge and sit quietly, you can hear the sobs of a young girl. And if you sit even more still, you will feel the thumping feet of a man running, running too late for his fate. Their ghosts still haunt the bridge, the valley, and the water below. At times, one can almost see a faint silhouette of a girl swaying to the sad music of the wind. A trick of the eye, the sway of a branch, no one knows. Many have said they've seen him standing over the bridge, looking down into the water, forever looking for his girl, forever wanting to explain, forever arriving too late. What curse is carried by those who witness these plays of light, these whispered words, is that although we can hear them both, they, alas, cannot hear each other, and not even in death can they be at peace. That is the sad tale of Anna and Tom of Hollowsville.